Yes.
Yes, sir.
Another episode, Anthony.
Yes, it is another episode, another week. And boy, I tell you, time flies fast.
You realize where we are, Anthony? We are in the final quarter of 2022.
That's interesting how quickly this year came by and is going by.
I think once you hit a certain level, remember when you were young and you were like 12 and it seemed like it took like 3 years before you turned 13?
Oh, yeah. Well, it took a long time just for summer to come up.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell y'all, anybody listening, having young folks listening, don't rush to get old.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
Because 21 becomes 25, 25 becomes 30, 30 becomes 40.
Exactly.
40 is 50. Then 50, you might get to 55. Then it slows down a little bit because you're trying to get those retirement to 59 and a half. So it kind of slows down, Anthony. And then,
well, I'm still glad that the only kids I got to deal with is my grandkids.
Right.
And they come and go.
And then it's another slow period. And you're right. And then it slows down again when you hit from 59 and a half to 62. That takes a little longer, right?
Yes, exactly.
It's like you're trying to get to certain benefits, right?
That's right.
Which is kind of the theme of the show today. We'll talk about it, which is kind of a... And then 65 used to be a big deal. Now 65 is not a big deal no more. Now 67. Or is it 70?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people living well into their 80s and 90s these days.
Right.
And, you know, the funny thing is, I'm not sure if that's just because of life or because we're just really extending it so much with medications and so forth.
Yeah, that so seems like it may be a little mixture of both, right?
We're
just extending the stay.
That's it.
Right? Almost sounds like a hotel. Hotel college. Extending the stay. Folks, you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one financial edutainment show in the land.
Yes.
And we want to thank all of our wonderful sponsors, InstaShore.info.
Definitely.
For all of your healthcare needs. Medicare season is approaching, or is it starting?
Oh, yes, it's starting next in a couple of days.
Couple of days,
October.
Guys. There are free plans out there. Free.
Mm-hmm.
Do they not understand that, Anthony's free plans are available?
Well, you know, there's zero cost plans
out
there.
Let's put it that way. That's a better way
of saying it. It's amazing because, you know, the CMS has come up with so many new rules for Medicare. But, yeah, there's zero plans. There are a lot of zero plan rules out. And they're actually plans that actually pay you back into your Social Security. So,
you
want to check that out.
That's some stuff to stay tuned. InstaShore.info across the land. If you can hear us, you can be insured. How about that, Anthony? We also want to thank, you know, always leave Fig Wealth out. Fig Wealth Partners.
Make sure. That's their retirement. That's the cash flow, brothers.
Right.
You need that cash flow. I don't care how much health care you get, you need cash flow.
Still need cash, Anthony. That's an extremely important part of it. And so, having a certified financial fiduciary like myself who can help guide you through and help you make the right decisions for you, what's in the benefit of you. And so we're also looking and bringing on new advisors across the country. So, you know, give us a call at, you know, 1-800-306-5086. But you must have the attitude of, I have to do what's in the best interest of the client. Then you'll be served. That is our model, right, Anthony?
So absolutely.
We want to thank My Virtual Docs as well. My Virtual Docs has taken over. It's all over the place. I heard a radio advertisement for it this morning, Anthony, on ESPN Charlotte.
Wow.
ESPN, now they're promoting. I've heard My Virtual Docs. So it is taking over the nation, folks. So MyVirtualDocs.com. MyVirtualDocs.com. If you're a small employer, mid-size, or even a large one, they've got the answers from virtual primary care. That's everywhere, by the way. Virtual primary care is the new big deal.
Yeah, that's huge.
And don't forget the pets, Anthony. We always talk about the pets.
Mm.
So they have a really, really nice pet program and a pharmacy program with membership that includes free medications.
Yes.
600 medications for free, by the way.
Definitely.
For the whole household. That's important.
That's huge.
Anthony, we want to thank MyPillow. MyPillow.com, and that promo code is always, what is it? Coffee.
Coffee.
I almost forgot what it was.
I know. We're sleeping on that.
Right.
Look, you guys got to support Mike Lindell, and he supports this show. So get on there and get some stuff, and the stuff is good.
Yeah, and you can go to MyPillow.com and get in the promo code is coffee.
Coffee.
Up to 66% off.
Yes.
And you can also go to my what is it, My Store?
MyStore.com.
And that promo code is
cash.
So yep. Think about that, cash, guys. So MyStore.com is cash. Mike Lindell's fighting a good fight. I mean, he seems to be getting raided now, you know, for having an opinion,
wow.
Anthony. We'll talk a little bit about having an opinion and how that seems to be a dangerous thing, apparently, in this new...
It is.
What is it, Maximilian, or what is that? So what was that Russian, that czar in this age where you can't, now you can't have a...
Oh, yeah.
An opinion anymore.
Anthony. No.
Opinions are dangerous, right?
It's crazy.
So we also want to thank low-cost airlines. That's low-cost airlines, 1-800-430-7923. 1-800-430-7923. Flights so low that they can't advertise it. You have to call them to get the rates. We also have to remember our veterans. Salute to our veterans. Veteran card donations, which is 1-800-709-9174. 1-800-709-9174. And we can't forget Health Revival Partners, Anthony. They, for all of the functional medicine and letting you know what's really going on. Let's get to the root cause of the disease and find a way to cure it.
Yep.
Anthony, we started talking, though, earlier as we go into the cup. And you guys know by now, say it with me,
my cup runneth over.
So the cup runneth over, Anthony, as we started to talk about hitting certain ages, right?
That's right.
We talked about when you were a kid, you know, obviously one was a big deal. You don't remember it, though. If anybody
don't
remembers
remember
their one-year
birthday.
You remember your one-year birthday, Anthony?
No.
I think the earliest memory I have was maybe when I was like 3 or 4. I remember being in like nursery school with my aunt. My aunt was in high school.
That's interesting.
And they had the nursery school at the high school. It was inside. So all we did was sleep, though. That's all I remember doing was sleeping at the school.
So you remember good.
Yeah.
Because I do remember preschool. So it may be around that age.
Yeah, I was about 3, 4, somewhere in that range. And I've been around for a minute, y'all.
Yeah.
So I remember that, though.
Well, my school was a private school.
Right.
It was in Trinidad. Mm. But I always remembered it because it was almost like a jail.
Oh, wow.
That's all I can remember is seeing the gates.
Oh, man. I just remember all the older kids, they would look out for me. They'd be like, oh, that's little Stevie. And they would call me. So my aunt was.
Oh, wow. You remember.
So I remember a lot of that.
My younger sister is like that. She's got a memory like that. I'm like, mm.
Well, sometimes it's important. I had a meeting with a client, and they don't remember certain things. And I'm like, no, you signed this.
Exactly.
This is what you wanted. And I got paperwork to prove it.
I got paperwork to prove it.
Right.
Huh?
Because
exactly.
Acting like they didn't know. I don't remember signing for like, no, here's your signature. People get real funny with that, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to have it in writing.
You got to have it in writing, you know?
Hey.
So it's like she wanted to act like she didn't remember. I'm like, no, it's right here.
Well, that, you know, that's the thing I'm learning as I'm going through getting licensed for real estate is that, you know, you got to have, to prevent fraud and all this other stuff, you got to have your stuff in writing.
Got to have your stuff in writing. And, Anthony, so as we get older, and as we talked about it again, last week we were talking about Drive 55, right? And
mm-hmm.
we were talking about following up on the Drive 55. Well, in this version of the cup, we talked about hitting certain, we call it certain age where you hit certain levels. Like
yeah.
55 is a, 50 is a big age for the world of retirement where you can now contribute an additional amount to your IRA or to your 401k. You get that catch-up provision.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
55, then you start being able to possibly retire early, right? Maybe there's a provision with your employer that you can retire. Or you've done well enough as an entrepreneur. Where you can make your own move, right?
Yeah.
And where that 72T or B distribution comes in. And then we are all familiar with 59 and a half, where the government says, okay, we're no longer going to hit you with that 10% penalty, but we're going to tax you,
yeah.
right? So then there's 60, right? Then 60 becomes, okay, 60 is the magical number. But then 62, right?
Wow.
So everyone thinks about 62 now. It used to be 65. Why do we say that? So the question that we ask today, Anthony, is 70 the new 62?
Huh. Well.
So is Social Security retirement age is actually 70. This was an interesting article that I found. So you start talking about these magical numbers. So everybody knows at 62, most of us are typically, a lot of us feel like, okay, we can now claim part of our Social Security based
exactly.
on the hours or the quarters that you've worked, right?
Sure.
Well. But most don't realize that full retirement age is 67 if you're born after 1960, right? And or anything before that, it's, you know, it starts to go 66 and, you know, in 2 months, 4 months and so forth. Since 50, I think it's 54, 53, whatever year that is. Well, Anthony, the question is, we keep talking about the full retirement age, right?
Uh-huh.
But so there was a survey done by a staff person at the Center for Retirement Research asking, what is the current retirement age for Social Security? And it produced a range of responses. About half, mostly the old hands, said 67.
Mm.
The other half, generally younger and newer staff members, gave answers including 62, 65, 66, and 68. And in this person's opinion, they say they're all wrong.
Mm.
Social Security retirement age is actually 70.
Wow.
The fact that, so this, go ahead, Anthony. I think you had a, you have
yeah,
a thought on.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, you know, these ages, and I, the government just wants to keep taxing as long as they can. So they're pushing that money ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe it's 70. Go ahead.
So when he, when you read the article, he talks about the fact that people are confused is not surprising. Age 70 is a relatively new development, and most of the conversation about Social Security focuses on the so-called full retirement age. So, as you guys know, currently workers can claim their benefits at any time between the ages of 62 and 70, but benefits claimed before age 70 are actuarially reduced based on average life expectancy.
Wow.
So in other words, the age at which a person claims Social Security affects their monthly benefits, but on average is intended to not alter total benefits periods over their lifetime. So think about this. So here's a couple of examples, Anthony. I had a chart here.
Yeah.
And it says, claiming, let's just show your example, folks. It says claiming at 62 instead of 70 cuts a sample monthly benefit almost in half, from $1,000 to $565. So given that Social Security is a particularly variable type of income adjusted for inflation and lasting as long as you live, it generally makes sense to postpone claiming as long as possible in order to get the highest monthly amount.
Wow.
So when you look at that, look at this chart, Anthony. It says here, this is just a basic chart. This is based on below, it's benefit adjustment applied to workers born after 1959, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it says here, 62, it's 565. 65, it's 699.
Wow.
67, which is everybody is talking about 62 or 67, is 806. But 70 is 1,000. So let me give you guys a little bit, and I'm going to stop it for a second just to kind of, you know, kind of go into the conversation a little bit in depth. So I'm also National Social Security Certified Advisor, right, Anthony? So we're not just talking about this. But here's what people have to remember. When you talk about Social Security, you lose the credit. When you adjust for it or when you claim it, it's permanently reduced. Unless you pay back all the benefits, I think they give you that 1 year. I don't know if they're still allowing you to do that. You have that 1 year to say, no, I didn't. I made a mistake. Let me do a do-over, right,
right,
Anthony?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I want to push it back. Well, here's what happens, folks. Anybody born after 1959, as I said earlier, Anthony, in 1960, your retirement age is now 67.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
But to get the full benefits,
yeah,
it's actually 70. Here's why, folks. See, every year that you claim it early, you reduce your benefit.
That's right. Yes.
So 67, they say it's the full benefit, right? But there's something called DRA, Delayed Retirement Credits, or DRC, whatever you call it.
DRC, yes.
Right? So each year after 67, really, these people don't realize I'm on the radio, I guess. Anthony, so each year after 67 is an 8% increase. So 68 is 8%, 69 is 8%, and 70 is 24%. Of your income is lost.
Yeah. Wow.
So is 62 really the age you want to retire when you've lost? Think about how much you've lost. You lost 24% from 67 to 70. And
well,
then you lost.
The problem is if you need this income, especially in this culture today, you know what's going on with, I mean, this makes it even tougher for people to retire. And, you know, I think the whole point, it seems like they work this sort of like an annuity sort of like deal.
Yeah. And that's what it really is. And that's a great point that Anthony makes. I'm not even going to get into this long history, but I will talk a little bit about the history before we go to commercial. Anthony just brought up a magic word, that you'll hear some advisors who are assets under management advisors, they're not fiduciaries, folks.
No.
They're fiduciaries to their broker-dealer.
Yep.
They will tell you, we have to act in your best interest because we're charging you a fee. I have never heard of such foolishness. Anthony, so if I'm robbing you, it's okay if I can rob you. But if you rob yourself or you don't rob yourself, it's okay. I don't really understand what that even means, but I'm saying it anyway, right,
yes.
Anthony? So because I'm not holding a gun at you,
mm-hmm.
that don't mean I'm robbing you.
Exactly.
But I'm still taking your money.
But I'm still taking your money, right?
Right, right. We go into banks and they do it all the time, but I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? We'll talk about that. But Anthony, so this is a little quick history, guys. Just to get the understanding of what we're talking about, if you claim it too early, you permanently cut it.
Yeah.
And it could be up to 30%, by the way, that you've cut it if you go from 62 to 67.
That's why you need your own money.
Your own money.
Yeah. When you depend on your own money, that's why, you know, delayed satisfaction, even, you know, for people today, if you can delay taking that out by having your own money coming out, that's an important thing.
Yeah, and I'll read this last bit before we go to commercial, which
sure.
I think is so important. So the gentleman, I think they actually did a good job, and everything that I just said is actually what they're saying kind of
yes.
in the article. But you look at it, Anthony, it was relatively recently in 2008 with the maturation of delayed retirement credits, DRC, what I said, right?
Yeah.
That age 70 became Social Security retirement age. A quick bit of history might help. Before 72.
Yep.
Maximum monthly security benefits were paid at 65. Anybody remember Drive 65? 65 was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
We all grew up thinking when they hit 65, you can get your retirement, right?
And 1972 is my year, so they spoiled it.
Right. They knew Anthony was coming.
Exactly.
Right? They said, we got to change this. This guy's born.
Exactly.
Right? So the monthly benefits were not increased for claiming later. And in 1972, Congress introduced delayed retirement credits, which increased benefits by 1% for each year of delaying in claiming. A 1% credit, however, did not come close to compensating for the fact that late claimers would receive benefits over fewer years. So in 1983, the adjustment was raised to 3%, and that percentage, which is what I just talked about earlier, was increased gradually to 8% in 2008, Anthony. So that's why you have that 8% per year.
Gotcha.
From 67 to age 670 if you're born after 1959.
Okay.
So at that point, the adjustment provided by the delayed retirement credit is actually fair. That is, it is designed to keep lifetime benefits consistent on average for those who claim later. So if age 70 is the age at which Social Security pays the higher benefits, what's all this talk about the full retirement age then? You get that? Listen, folks, for more information about...
That's right.
How to claim Social Security, you got to call me. Call me when you
call
need someone.
Call the man.
When you need someone to talk to. This is what I do. Right? So 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. You are listening to Coffee and Cash Flow. He's Coffee. I'm Cash Flow.
That's Cash Flow, folks.
We'll be right back.
Getting instant access to healthcare shouldn't be dependent on the time of day. Just because office hours are over doesn't mean you should be unable to reach a medical professional. Well, now, you can get healthcare wherever, whenever, with My Virtual Docs. With unlimited virtual consultations for primary care, urgent care, and mental health needs, My Virtual Docs is affordable healthcare on your schedule. Plus, My Virtual Docs offers a free pharmacy program with their bundles. You get the medications you need when you need them. And because My Virtual Docs is invested in your health 24/7, they even offer a free wellness app called Burn that actually pays you to work out. So you literally earn while you burn. Get the care you and your family need 24/7 for less with My Virtual Docs. Online at myvirtualdocs.com.
And we're back.
We are back.
So 70 is the new, really the new retirement age, folks. For those folks depending on getting your Social Security. Anthony, I think I touched on it a little bit, but I didn't touch on it enough. You said something very important in that stanza. You said that It's an annuity, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's what it sounds like.
But well, I thought annuities were terrible, though, Anthony. I thought people said that they're bad.
People use them all the time and don't even realize that they do. I mean, from the lottery to the government, that's pretty much what they do. I think what it is that people had this misconception because it's issued by insurance companies that for some reason that does not make it worth it. But again, at the end of the day, insurance companies are the most liquid companies in the world. They have more money than the government.
Yep.
Okay? And so the government depends on it. Your FDIC is actually insurance.
It just amazes me sometimes when I have conversations with people, and sadly, we have a public that has been led astray by all kinds of so-called leaders. So let's just be honest here.
Oh, yes.
We've got people who've been lied to. They don't know which way to turn. And I sympathize with the public because there's a lot of people out here that have taken advantage.
Yep.
Makes you an easy mark, right?
That's it.
And so people don't realize that there are some truth out here. And so what Anthony was talking about is the government annuity. An annuity's definition is a stream of income, folks.
Yes, that's it.
Everybody should want an annuity.
Yep.
Anthony, if I have an investment property, guess what I'm getting?
An annuity.
An annuity.
Yep.
Anthony, if I win the lottery, as you said, I get the choice of a lump sum or a stream of income. Even if you get a lump sum, guess what you need to turn that money into? Income.
Yeah,
you need
it.
An annuity. Right? It becomes an annuity.
And that's what's so powerful is that most people don't realize the protections and the ability to grow your money protected in case you die. What if you die too? So a lot of times annuities are misunderstood by people, but they're very powerful instruments.
And a lot of times what people also do is they muddy the waters, Anthony.
Yes,
so what they try to tell you is, oh, annuities are so complex and confusing. And you put your money in, you can't ever take the money out. I said,
that's
every last
true.
Annuity company has what they call surrender charges.
Yep.
But there's also provisions that allow you to withdraw if it's a deferred annuity, right?
Yep.
Which allows you to withdraw monies, whether it's 7% after the first year, 10% some in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole purpose of the annuity is to have income to last you your life.
That's it.
Then it has growth potentials in it, Anthony, where it has the potential to do very well, and a lot of people are now replacing it as a long-term bond strategy.
Yep.
That's what Robert Iverson, the big famous economist, has said in that movie, Baby Boomer Dilemma. A lot of these folks are getting smarter, but when you have the megaphone that says, you know, just only invest, and you take the risk. Anthony, there's something that I'll say, and I'm not going to go long on this, but it's something that's so important I want people to understand. We talked about 1972. There was a lot that happened in 1972 besides Anthony being born.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Well, there's something called ERISA was 72 or 74. I always forget the year. But the ERISA Act started where they started really putting an emphasis on, you know, qualified plans beyond defined benefits and
sure.
defined pensions, right? There was also a big switch, Anthony, we talked about before in what, 2000? What was the... What was it, 2001? I can't remember when the big credit crisis hit where the dot-coms bubbled up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, what people don't realize is that a lot of your grandparents grew up on pensions.
Yes.
Guess what a pension is, folks? An annuity. It's
That's
a company-sponsored annuity.
Yep.
And that company doesn't have, and typically that company will use the insurance company to guarantee the income.
That's it.
That's how it works. So
absolutely.
So, Anthony, one of the things they don't understand is, so when you talk about this, so what happened was when the dot-com bubble crashed, companies got smart.
Mm.
And they said, you know what? We can't keep guaranteeing this pension, which was a defined benefit. They put an emphasis on defined contribution.
Oh.
You know what that did, Anthony? That shifted the risk from the employer
to the employee.
And they've trained you, programmed you, all about the benefits of the 401k and how you should just keep putting money in that 401k.
That's crazy.
This has been complete brilliant programming. And so you don't think beyond that because you just think, what does my company have? I'm just going to put my money into my 401k. And when you talk to some of these clients, Anthony, some of these people that will call us up and you have these conversations, they are so programmed and robotic that they don't care. They'll come to you worried, some of them.
Yeah.
And say, I got to put my money to safety. And then they feel like that, what we call it, that phobia, was it fear of missing
phobia.
Out? Fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm.
They won't move the money.
Yep.
We had a guy that you and I both know. We talked to this guy every time he's asking a million questions and he still didn't do anything.
Exactly.
Because he has this fear of missing out.
Mm.
And he's been programmed to believe that that is the only way.
Yeah, and that's I mean, a lot of people, that's what they believe, and they just think their 401k is the answer.
So a lot of you guys have made your 401k God.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know how God is. He's a jealous God. So when you start having problems, that's the reason why you're having problems, because you put all your faith and belief in one vehicle.
Exactly.
We're not telling you you shouldn't have a 401k, but what we're telling you is take the match and then move on.
That's it. That's right. Really it.
You know, so we'll go into the Mocha Minute. We won't take too much time. But, Anthony, I just felt like I needed to say that because somebody needed to hear that.
Yeah, they definitely do.
All right. So, and here is a perfect segue in the Mocha Minute. Beep, 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 beep. Anthony, millennials eye early retirement. What are we talking about?
Too.
Right? We're not even millennials, and I'm trying to have an early retirement.
We are. I'm 50.
Oh, that's right. That's what it is? I don't know no more.
I don't know. So, Generation X, Generation
right.
T.
It's just all confusing. So the oldest millennials are just entering their 40s. No, that's not you, Anthony.
Okay, that's something. Dang. Dang, I thought I could have taken it.
But some are nearly ready to retire. Unlike prior generations of professionals that aspired to stay at their desk until around what? Age
65.
Gen Y workers are seeking to leave their jobs by 50.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? The
yeah.
problem, well, paying for it. The dream of achieving financial independence and retiring early, a multi-generational movement known as FIRE, is unrealistic for workers whose career began during the Great Recession and do not have pension plans. What did we just say?
Mm-hmm.
Pension plans. Annuities.
That's right.
For most, it would require saving between 50 Listen to this number, Anthony. 50 and 60% of their salary, an expert tells the New York Times.
Wow.
You want to retire early?
Yeah, save 50 to 60%.
Save.
Okay, but you know the key is as though it's starting. If you want to retire by 50, start at 26.
That's right.
Start when you're just getting into the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Start as early as possible.
As early as possible. Give yourself time.
Anthony, economists put recession risk at 80%.
I think it's 90%.
It's right higher, right? So there's an 80% chance the U.S. will fall into a recession, according to Johns Hopkins University's Steve Hanke, who blames the Federal Reserve for exploding the money supply. Anthony, you'll jump all over this with both feet. The central bank's failure to manage inflation by carefully reducing the amount of money it poured into the economy during the pandemic has seen supply slow too suddenly, says Hanke, who predicts a recession in 2023. His comments come as a September CNBC survey of economists, fund managers, and strategists put the chance of the U.S. slipping in recession over the next year at 52%. The Fed rates rose again this past week, opting for a hike of 0.75% points for the third straight month in a bid to tackle rampant inflation.
You know what amazes me is when these experts come out and knowing full-handedly that it's the government that pours money into the society. Yes, the Fed prints the money, but the government is the one that distributes the money. And they're doing it on every one of these, these bills or acts that they come out with, the Inflation Reduction Act, all of these things are creating more inflationary problems in our society. When you have the government not allowing oil manufacturers to produce more gas and more oil, you're creating these problems and you're paying people not to produce. Now you're trying to push people into, like I says, you know, you're supporting wars that you don't have the money for it. So all of these things to blame just the Federal Reserve and without giving the government accountability is, to me, very despicable.
Despicable indeed. And so, Anthony, as we go on, most important workplace skill. This is another survey. This is clear communication.
Yeah.
Is the skill professionals should strive for, according to Microsoft Chief Marketing Officer Chris Campasello tells CNBC. Let's be real. We've all had our fair share of dealing with the workplace bully or the boss you're too afraid to ask for a raise. Whatever the case may be, Campasello says clear communication is essential since it may deem daunting to have those hard conversations. He offers some tips. Jot down your thoughts on the issue in a draft email without pressing send. Then come back to those thoughts to see if you have any revisions on what you want to say. You might not want to press send like a tweet.
Yeah.
It's there forever, folks.
Yeah.
Try to become an expert listener, but also be curious and ask questions as it will help diffuse negative emotions.
Yep.
It's pretty smart. Think before you tweet.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. These people won't stop calling me while I'm on the radio. So weekends aren't a treat, Anthony, and I've learned this because the weekends go by so quickly.
Oh, yes.
The hottest new office perk is clear boundaries. As employees and employers navigate rising levels of burnout and increasing demand for work-life balance, some managers are promising to respect evening and weekend boundaries and taking their pledge more seriously than ever before.
Hmm.
The change is important if employers want to attract and retain talent. Comments about boundaries or lack thereof or company review site Glassdoor have increased 30% over the past few years. As one manager put it, weekends aren't a treat, but a right.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting, Anthony. I've had to kind of lay down my sort of respect my boundaries. People will be texting you, call. Like, I've had clients text me at 11 o'clock at night.
You do. You do want to cut that out because I'm telling you, because then you have no life for yourself.
Right. And people don't seem to, it's like people think that because it's their situation.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden.
You got to respond.
Right. You got to respond. And I'm like, hold on. I am, and I have had to tell people, I've got new recruits, people that I'm hiring, bringing on, and every day people are starting to come on, which is a blessing. But I'm like, look, I don't work on the weekend. You know, I actually do what you're supposed to do.
You know, it's so funny. As I'm going through real estate class, come to find out, weekends don't really matter anymore. Because the banks are open on Saturday, It's a business day. It's considered, so Monday through Saturday is a business day in real estate.
Well, you know what? I don't do it because I'm one of those people that keep the real Sabbath with the Saturday. So I believe in all that. And I tell people,
exactly.
If the insurance companies are closed, I'm closed. As we skip on down to the adventures of Dr. Lewis and Dr. Carter, discover better health. Last week, we kind of talked about the heartbreaking reality that pharmaceutical and cancer drugs features that many, as we already know, many unwanted side effects. We talked about three canned nutritional strategies that offer relief. And I think we talked a little bit about, you know, we talked about tomatoes and some other things last week. Well, we're going to be pretty quickly here that can help you maintain a strong immune defense against these certain pathogens, carcinogens, and toxins. Well, here's three. This week, we're going to give you three more. The cancer-fighting secret within broccoli. We know some of you folks don't like broccoli when you were a kid. Well, you look well here, Anthony. You can boil it. You can put some butter over it and a little bit of salt and pepper. I kind of enjoy it myself. But so you see this, Anthony. Research has shown that a high dietary intake of cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprout. Now, Brussels sprouts, I'm struggling with that one.
He's struggling with Brussels sprouts.
But is associated with a lower risk of cancer. 12 scientists, so this is actual real science. Let me be quiet. I'll get myself in trouble. Believe that the secret cancer-fighting substance found inside vegetables, like broccoli, is sulforaphane. In a new review published in Frontiers in Nutrition, the author evaluated sulforaphane research while shedding light on the multiple mechanisms through which this potent, natural compound targets cancer cells. A 2020 review of clinical studies indicate that cruciferous vegetables rich in sulforaphane may reduce the risk of breast cancer, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So cruciferous vegetables do double duty against cancer by providing healthy amounts of dietary fiber, which have been shown in multiple studies to significantly reduce the risk of colon cancer. This is pretty awesome. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, radishes, turnips, kale. My wife likes kale.
Oh, yeah.
Arugula and watercress all make the cut when it comes to membership in the super healthy family of cruciferous vegetables. So enjoy.
Yep.
It might help you cut your cancer risk.
Wow.
Anthony, tell folks to, you know, stay tuned and for the Dr. Lewis and Dr. Carter's podcast. I think they usually have them on a Tuesday evening on Health Revival Partners. So if you've missed some, you can always tune in on some new ones. But on healthrevivalpartners.com, give them a call. Go on their site. You'll find all their information. Anthony, I'm officially tired. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-430-7923. 800-430-7923. 800-430-7923. That's 800-430-7923.
And we're back.
We're back.
I almost felt like Oz or something. Honestly, so as we go into your retirement, your coffee break, Anthony, we talked last week a little bit about, we talked about 55 and, you know, being people who want to retire 55. Now you got millennials that want to be retired by 50,
mm-hmm.
right? And so retirement is, you know, is you don't just go and do nothing. I think a lot of people think retirement is death almost. Like, what am I doing?
You know, gotta keep your mind busy.
You got to keep your mind busy and keep your body active, because that's mm-hmm. also the other thing that you see happen is that
exactly.
people are not as active. But then I have some folks that are just, they're always gone. They're always busy. You find them like, where did y'all go this time? Well, we went on our camper and we went to California. And we went to, you know, I'm like, wow, okay.
Exactly.
And so enjoy your life. But there's a couple of things that we want you to think about when you're planning on retiring, whether it's 55, 50, if it's, heck, because it's 45.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or if it's 65 or 70. These are things you should always keep in mind.
Yes.
You have to know how much monthly income you will need. Calculate your basic living expenses, which will include the following: rent or mortgage payments, if there is one. There are financial people that will tell people, oh, you shouldn't pay off your house. Anthony, the moment I get enough money to pay off my house or houses, it's paid off. You think I want to have to worry about a payment when I'm retiring?
Exactly.
When I'm retired? No. Whatever the taxes is, let me just pay that once a year and be done with it.
Yep.
Utilities. That's something that never stops.
That's the truth.
Anthony, we got to figure out how we can own an electric company or something.
Some kind of solar company.
Solar company or something, right? Medical expenses. Well, this is Anthony's upright up his
alley. You're going to get into my segment here in a minute. Right.
I should have left that one last. Life, health, car, and rental or homeowner's insurance. Do you still have them? Guess what? The lie that you only need insurance, life insurance, until you retire or until your house is paid off. Or what about your estate? What about your family? What about your wife? Guess what? You may have other debts.
Yeah, it's true.
You may have other responsibilities that you haven't thought about. What about that wonderful grandbaby that has just messed you up? That you want to leave, and you want to leave something that is not taxable to that family person.
Mm.
People don't think about that.
People don't.
Right? And not to mention, obviously, we talk about the life, health, and car, and rental, and homeowners insurance. All that stuff is still going to, it does go away.
It does. Yeah, no, and it does. A lot of people, like I says, you know, sometimes I think when people think about insurance, it's like I was talking to a young guy, they only think it's for old people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till I get old. And like, when you get older, it's too late.
It's too late. First of all, stuff starts happening to you.
Yes.
What if you're no longer insurable?
Exactly. That's the key.
They don't think about that, Anthony, because people have this, you're going to live forever. Just like we said, you were 21.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're 25. You talk about, I'll get it later. You're 30. Next thing you know, you're 35. Oh, now you got something happening with you.
And then you start complaining about, well, it's too high. I can't afford it.
You should have got it earlier.
You should get it earlier.
Well, home maintenance and repairs. We forget about that, Anthony, if your house. What about groceries?
Mm-hmm.
Pet care, entertainment, car repairs and maintenance and travel. So how much additional income will you need for the nice-to-haves and the nice-to-dos? Be sure to pay special attention to health care and long-term care, both of which you will need. As you move further into retirement, there are options including annuities.
That's right.
That let you take a dollar of investment and turn it into a multiple of benefits for different long-term care or health care needs. For example, many annuities will now enhance their monthly payments to you if you become incapacitated, Anthony, or otherwise unable to perform at least just two out of your six key activities of daily living. This is really important. What they call ADL, activities of daily living.
Mm-hmm.
Some life insurance policies also pay out some death benefits up front in similar situations.
They call living benefits.
Yep. Anthony, this one is big. When you talk about two ADLs, here's the other key part about this annuity. There are no surrender charges to access this money. It's waived.
Right. Wow.
They don't think about that part, Anthony, and your investments is not going to account for that.
Yeah.
Because you can't account for the roller coaster of Wall Street.
Cannot.
So, you guys want to know how to do this, and we're still giving away the movie, The Baby Boomer Dilemma. If you are the first 10 callers that have at least $250,000 saved, or you're wanting to set up some form of retirement where you can contribute monthly, the number is yours, not ours. You know what that number is. You tell me $100 and you 56, I'm gonna tell you, slap yourself, because you're not trying to retire. You're not trying to save anything.
Exactly.
Now, if you're five, and your family trying to put away something for $100, talk to us all day long.
Exactly.
Right. So 1-800-306-5086 1-800-306-5086 Anthony, this segment has been sponsored by Fig Wealth Partners. FigWealthPartners.com. More coffee, please, with Anthony.
Yes, I tell you, you know all this stuff that you talked about today. Biggest concern for me, of course, is always health and well-being, making sure that you have enough money so that you can retire. Well, one of the things that people don't also consider when they're getting their health insurance policy is indemnities, cancer policies. Those things are huge. Even for myself, going through medical issues, hey, I'm going to get me those policies myself.
Right.
Because you never know when you're going to go to the hospital. You never know when you're going to not get income in. And most people don't know that they can get a lump sum when they get cancer. It's known that two out of three men will get cancer. Most people don't even think about that. Two out of three.
Mm.
And the stats are stacked against you. I mean, the stuff that we eat, you know, if you're a heavy smoker or beer drinker, even people on medication, this is a problem. A lot of people don't know. Even the medications are actually creating health problems.
Yep.
So, you know, again, you need an indemnity program. I've been talking to some clients, and one of the things that they're concerned about is whether they go to the hospital, how they're going to get money, not just medical bills. Because outside of medical bills, most people don't understand. There are sometimes copays that can put you into bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
Those copays can be higher than you think. Think about this. Cancer medications, $100,000 for a stack of pills.
Mm.
These things can ruin your, not just your health, but your bank account and the health of your bank account. Well, you need to start now. Start putting away, like Stephen also said, about long-term care. If you're young enough to start putting away money into long-term care, because some people ask about long-term care when they're retired, it's too late then.
Mm-hmm.
you want to start long-term care when you're just getting into your job. If you're being offered long-term care in a job, take it. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to find out how you're going to take care of yourself, because whether you like it or not, everybody's going to deal with some form of health issues. And again, cancer being the big deal, you may need a cancer policy.
Mm.
So these are things that, you know, even for myself, you know, the doctor, you know, me personally, I'm putting this on the air, but, you know, again, doctors are talking about, well, you might have this, you might have that. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And then you're not able to work.
Yeah. Right.
So you need an indemnity policy. You need a cancer policy. These are things that you're going to. So if you want to get more information on this, give me a call. 800-306-5086. That's 1-800-306-5086. Let's sit down and talk about your situation. Let's prepare. You know, there's an old saying that says, if you fail to prepare, prepare to fail.
That's right.
And so we want to help you guys. And so this is sponsored by InstaSure.info. And I turn it right back over to you, Stephen.
No, that's good stuff, Anthony, because it's right. If you don't, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And that's an old saying. So, Anthony, we're going to go to a quick and final commercial as we come back for a little bit of possibly boiling point and maybe a little bit of what's in your cup. Time is flying by, folks, so we'll see what we can get in. But, Anthony, that's a great point. You're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one financial edutainment show in the land. If people still don't know what edutainment means, it's education and entertainment combined.
That's it.
So, but we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here is a great idea. Donate your car now and help local veterans in your area. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program, and within a few days we will come and remove your car for free. You can donate any car in any condition. We'll use our vast network to sell it. The proceeds raised goes to help local veterans and their families, and you get a tax deduction. And all you need to do is make this free call. Clean your yard up, get rid of an old car, and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
And we're back.
We're back.
Anthony, we are back, and I'm going to go right into it. I want to talk about the boiling point. And I'm not going to go as hard as I thought I was going to go, but I want to talk about the media.
Yep.
And its selective coverage.
That's it.
So if you folks have been on under a rock, there's been this big thing, and we haven't really done a lot of Sports Bucks. Sports Bucks is now going to be a part of a radio show here in Charlotte. Once a month, we'll be on something called the Pearl Report, so you'll be able to check out Sports Bucks on ESPN Charlotte, ESPN CLT. You can always check it out. But, Anthony, more importantly here in Sports Bucks, it is kind of related, though, because we talk about money and inflation and how the economy is being affected and different things. Well, the media selective coverage of a particular athlete and other athletes is my boiling point.
Yes.
Brett Favre, legendary Hall of Fame NFL quarterback from Mississippi. He's a Mississippi hero in the sense of his athletic prowess, right? He was a Green Bay Packers quarterback. Well, Brett Favre has come under fire, right? But not a lot of media coverage has been given as a block on a lot of shows, right?
Okay.
Brett Favre has allegedly been accused of helping to swindle the state of Mississippi out of $5 million, Anthony, to fund his former universities where his daughter plays for the volleyball court team, $5 million to build a volleyball court. It was built.
Oh, wow.
He is on record being caught texting to people saying, well, this get out to the media if the money goes funded over here. He was worried about where the funds would go. Mississippi is the poorest state in the country.
Wow.
Where the welfare recipients are not receiving some of the income and the needs they need. Jackson, Mississippi, where Coach Deion Sanders is a coach of a really, really good HBCU football team, they didn't have clean water in Jackson, Mississippi.
No, that's horrible.
But the media didn't do a lot of stories on how Jackson, Mississippi was short on water. There's also been a significant silence, not as much noise, when it comes to Brett Favre's mishaps.
Yes.
Now the governor, it's a bunch of people in trouble right now. Brett Favre has not been arrested. He got $1.2 million or something like that to do speeches, Anthony. Well, he never did them.
Mm.
He paid back $600,000 in the speeches. Well, all over the news, though, M.A. Ndoko, who's the head coach of the Boston Celtics basketball team, is in a scandal because he slept consensually with a Boston Celtics staffer.
Okay.
Who's married.
Well, you got a lot of stuff going on.
Anthony, the media's coverage on that has been front and center.
Wow.
Brett Favre, meanwhile, has been not as covered as well as the energy they've put on some of these other athletes in the past discretions. Michael Vick and some of these other guys.
Yeah.
So my problem is with the media and its selective coverage.
Yeah. I mean, that's the truth.
That's my boiling point.
And y'all, he boiling for real.
Cash Flow has a little coffee in him.
Exactly.
This day.
This day, yes.
So it is really disturbing. But, Anthony, on a lighter note, we're going to go into a little bit of what's in your cup.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about the inflation, right?
Yep.
Well, I found a video that was from an old Saturday Night Live that kind of breaks down inflation to its just infancy. Right? So this was back on an SNL when Dan Aykroyd, one of my favorite characters, used to be on SNL. He was talking about inflation and made it more understandable than even the politicians.
Oh, wow.
He said, and they were like, sadly, a lot of these prices they joked about 45 years ago did inflate to these higher prices today. So it says inflation is our friend. Wouldn't you like it to own a $4,000 suit, smoke a $75 cigar? At this rate, every American will be a millionaire driving $100,000 cars. And don't worry, we'll just print more money. Watch this this episode.
Is our friend. For example, consider this. In the year 2000, if current trends continue, the average blue-collar annual wage in this country will be $568,000. Think what this inflated world of the future will mean. Most Americans will be millionaires. Everyone will feel like a big shot. Wouldn't you like to own a $4,000 suit and smoke a $75 cigar, drive a $600,000 car? I know I would. But what about people on fixed incomes? They have always been the true victims of inflation. That's why I will present to Congress the Inflation Maintenance Program. The U.S. Treasury will make up any inflation-caused losses through direct tax rebates to the public in cash. Now, you may say, won't that cost a lot of money? Won't that increase the deficit? Sure it will. But so what? We'll just print more money. We have the papers, we have the mints. I can just call up the Bureau of Engraving and say, hi, this is Jimma. Roll off some of them 20s. Print up a couple of thousand sheets of those century notes. Sure, the glut of dollars will cause even more inflation, but who cares? Everybody will be a millionaire.
Everybody will be a millionaire. Anthony, so my what's in your cup goes to the leaders of our country.
Yes.
Anthony, who thinks that they can just print money.
Yeah.
And create this nothingness into somethingness.
Well, they sound like my mama. My mama says, America's rich.
Mm.
But where's that richness
coming
from?
Where's that richness coming from? It coming from the people. So
that's it.
To our politicians, we already know what's in your cup, but we're going to give it to you anyway. What's in your cup? Anthony, any final thoughts as we get out of here?
Well, you know, again, it's one of those times where you got to really find ways to save money. Find all the apps out there. I get gas. I go to South Carolina instead of getting gas in North Carolina because it saves a couple of pennies. But everything you can do, learn to save money, put money away. And if you're young, start young with these insurance policies. Give us a call.
That's good stuff. Anthony, I saw something that says, give a man a gun, he can rob a bank. Give a man a bank, he can rob the world. This is Coffee and Cash Flow. We'll see you next week.
See ya.